What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. When it comes to Facebook ads, there's always exceptions to the quote rules. And today's quick tip episode is a perfect example of that. Today we're going to be talking about, is it okay to start and stop your ads and expect the same results that you were getting prior to stopping them? Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thanks so much for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate it. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to like Facebook ads or online marketing, mindset, just general growing your business tips. But the idea here is I want you to take action. Okay. This is about going to implement what you learn in your business and see if it works for you. And on today's quick tip episode, I want to talk to you about something that I get asked about all the time. And that is it quote unquote okay to turn off your Facebook ad campaign and then turn that campaign back on and see the same results? Because that's what we want, right? So as an example here, let's just say we're running our Facebook ads and you're happy with the results. And for whatever reason, you want to turn your campaign off. And then down the road, you want to turn the campaign back on. But we want to turn the campaign back on and expect the same results that we were getting prior to turning the ads off. And before I share why this in general isn't a good idea, it's helpful to have an understanding or a refresher about Facebook's algorithm, which is the technology that is going on, if you will, in the background of Facebook's ad platform. Very simplistically, you know, this is what's delivering your ads and getting the results from a technological standpoint on the Facebook ads platform. Okay. So when you run your Facebook ads, you're entering into an auction. So there's different advertisers, people, different advertisers are bidding on different target audiences and so on. And when you start your ads, you're entering into that auction and there are different conditions going on when you start your ad campaign. So again, it's going to vary from like millisecond to millisecond. There's different advertisers coming on the platform and coming off, different, you know, different target audiences, all the, you know, to people different bidding different prices and so forth, a lots of different conditions. Okay. So when you start your ads, you're entering into the auction with a certain specified conditions. Okay. So if you start your ads into the auction with those conditions and then stop your ads, and then you want to restart your ads. Let's just say you want to restart them 3 weeks after you've shut them off. Well, you're re-entering the auction with a different set of conditions. And so that is why so often that you cannot get the same results that you were getting when you were originally running your ads. Okay. Now, I'm caveating all this with quote unquote in general, because this is sort of the rule. Like, you don't start and stop and expect the same results. And there are exceptions to this, like with everything we do with our Facebook ads. We might get better results when we restart our ads. We might get worse results, or we might get the same results. And I know you're like, well, Rick, just, you know, okay, great, that's kind of obvious. But most of the time, we're not going to get the same results that we were once getting. Okay. And that is, again, because the auction place is different. The conditions are different when we restart our ads. So if you are going to start your ads, run them, and then you're happy with the results, and for whatever reason you want to stop them and then restart them, just I want to set your expectations accordingly. Don't necessarily expect the same results that you were getting with your original campaign. So what I recommend that you do instead is, if you can, keep your ads going. All right. Now, I realize that that's not always, you know, applicable to every campaign that we're running for whatever reason. So if you need to stop them, go for it, obviously. But if it's like, well, I don't want to run them on, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays or something like that, I would recommend just keeping them going. Okay. That way you stay in the algorithm continues with the flow that you've entered into the auction. You're staying in the algorithm at that point. Okay. And you'll play less with the coming, you know, coming in and out of the auction place. Because remember, the longer that we run our ads, the algorithm learns what types of people are taking actions on our ads based on the objective that we are using. So it's getting smarter. So in general, the longer that our ads are running, the better our results are going to be, because the algorithm is getting smarter to get you better results. Now, as I mentioned here, this is just in general, and I want to share with you a quick example of a perfect example of why, you know, rules when it comes to Facebook ads are you always want to test things, right? I have a student who was recently at my live retreat here in San Diego, and he is a photographer and he teaches astrological photography, like, you know, that really cool nighttime photography of the sky and stuff like that. I mean, his pictures are amazing. Well, Adam is getting 97-cent leads to cold traffic for his opt-in, for his lead magnet. And he loves to tell me how he turns on his ads when he wants leads. He's getting between 87-cent and 97-cent leads, cold traffic again. And then when he, you know, quote unquote, has enough leads for what he's working with, he turns his ads off. And then when he wants more leads, he turns that faucet back on and he continues to get those 87 to 97-cent leads. This is not the norm, my friends. Like, he just loves to tell me, like, you told me that this isn't going to happen and this is what I'm seeing. And as my advice to him, keep doing what's working, right? I talk about this at the very end of every single podcast. You know, once you find what's working, do more of it. This is exactly what Adam is doing, where when he wants those leads, he turns that campaign back on, he turns that faucet on, gets more leads, and then he turns it back off. And, you know, it's working for him. Now, he does say that it usually takes a day or two to kind of get back into the algorithm and for his costs to come back down to that 87 and 97 cent range, but he's just killing it. And that strategy is working for him. So again, there's always exceptions to what we're talking about here when it comes to Facebook ads. But in general, no, I do not recommend starting and stopping your Facebook ads, because you're removing yourself from the algorithm flow. You're removing yourself from the auction place and then coming back in at a different point. And in general, you're not going to see the same results that you were from your original Facebook ad campaign. Okay. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. And remember, make sure to subscribe to the podcast here so that you don't miss any episodes, as I publish twice per week. And many of the episodes have time-sensitive, helpful information in them. So by subscribing, you'll ensure that you're not missing a beat. Also, if you've not yet left a rating and review for the podcast here on iTunes, if you are so inclined to do that, I would be forever grateful. I read all of the reviews on there and I would super appreciate that. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. And also remember, none of what you learned today means anything if you don't take action on it and you don't start testing. So I want you to go and implement and test in your business right now so that you can start seeing results right away. As always, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.